Over 120 patients a day managed in corridors, some dying prematurely. Experience reported by R&D consultants in a letter to the Prime Minister. 2,016,000 patients attended hospital emergency departments in England last month, 3.7% more than December 2016, all data from the NHS unless otherwise stated, 62% more. Elderly patients rushed to R&D from care homes between 2010 and 2016 every 5 minutes. Met police receive a mental health call, 115,000 last year, a growth of a third since 2011, Labour, 15% of patients. Waiting longer than 4 hours in R&D, 23% in full service type 1 R&D, 77% increase. Flu deaths, from 48 in the first week of January to 93 in the second week, Public Health England, there are seats available in most hospitals, when beds are not. Response of Junior Health Minister Philip Dunn, now sacked, to patients sleeping on floors. 90,000 patients stuck on ambulances waiting for R&D over a 6-week period. 16,690 patients stuck on ambulances in the first week of January alone, 5,082 for over an hour. July 2015. Last time NHS England hit its target for R&D patients seen in under 4 hours, 55,000 operations cancelled to deal with the winter crisis. Third lowest number of doctors and hospital beds per person in the EU, that's Britain, European Commission, 100,000 posts unfilled in the NHS, Labour, 6,479 nurses off sick for 4 weeks or more from stress or mental health, up over a third in 2016-17 compared to 2012-13, 573,002 days lost to sick leave for stress or mental health in 2016-17, up from 432,695 in 2012-13, £1 billion. NHS contracts taken by Richard Branson's parasitic Virgin Care, NHS Support Federation, £20 billion. Minimum amount needed over next 5 years to prevent catastrophe, NHS providers, Office for Budget Responsibility, 4 in 5 nurses. Can't even afford homes developed on sold off NHS land, New Economics Foundation, Saturday the 3rd of February. Health campaigns together National Day of Action on the NHS, including a march in central London, put it in your diary,